was around 9 p.m. It was actually found by a local resident walking the dog. At this time, it was very concerning. The whole area was cordoned off. It was right up the 21 this morning, and this dark winter night, the residents of the area surrounding the area had to evacuate their houses. And all these people personally, I was chatting to them. They were very concerned themselves. People that had nowhere to go. The local youth club opened up and they were there day 1 o'clock this morning. And this was elderly people, very elderly people. And other people with young families had to go to their own family relatives. And at this time, we didn't know if this was a hoax or it was a viable device. And I seen the device and looked very elaborate in nature, and with about a bolt and a fuse coming out of it. So there was grave concern at the time because we didn't know if it had been viable, how long it was lying there, and it could have been left by anybody at that time of the night.
And this isn't just concerning for people in the area, but also the whole of the city with this kind of behaviour coming about?
See, especially for just the people in the Bogside and the wider city, the distress and disruption for them residents last night, it's sickening. It's disgusting. Nobody wants this here. These people need to come out and explain what their rationale behind it. No, the local community doesn't want it. No, and obviously these people who done this here are out of touch. You would have seen that last night if you were chatting to anybody. The people in the area are just fed up with it, and they really, really don't want it.